the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and the Jethro Country with a Twist Network. We want to welcome 105.1 FM down in Kalamazoo. They're new to our group, and we're glad to have you. But on the listener line right now, we've reached out to Jim Connor, and he owns a cannabis grow facility out in Muskegon, and just want to talk a little bit about how this works. So, Jim, tell us a little bit about your company and what it is you guys do.
Okay, thanks for having me.
You bet.
We are a cannabis grow facility located in Muskegon. As you mentioned, our name is MJ Verdant. So look at your local dispensaries for our product. But we are a 33,000 square foot indoor grow facility. So that means all of our plants are grown inside, not a greenhouse, an enclosed building. So the best way to describe it for people that don't, like a walk-in freezer, you can envision that a little bit. Our rooms are bigger than that, but it's that type of insulated metal panel where you have a really very tight controlled climate or atmosphere inside each room, and that's where we grow our flower.
So growing it, if I picture that as a guy that doesn't know anything about the industry, you just don't have a bunch of plants in there. There's some pretty unique stuff going on, right?
Yeah, so growing cannabis, even though it's a weed, you know, ha-ha there, right?
Right.
But it is difficult to grow and grow high-quality cannabis. And what I mean by that is THC, people are always buying higher THC now. But the terpene profile is what gives it its flavor. So we can get into that in a minute. But in each of our rooms, we have 7 flower rooms. The dimension is about 25 wide, 75 long, and about 10 or 11 foot high. And we do put plants in there. They're just in rows on tables that kind of roll. But we have all automated feeding systems that water the plant and give it nutrient. We have all automated controls for the temperature. So keeping the right temperatures, the right humidity, that's critical in cannabis, is monitoring your humidity and getting that correct. And then the lighting schedule, keeping that on. So, you know, when the plants are in a flower cycle, we give them 12 hours of sunlight, the light's on, 12 hours off dark. We also put CO2 in the room. Plants like more CO2 than regular oxygen, so we kind of supplement that to kind of promote the growing. And really what we're doing when we grow cannabis is sounds weird a little bit, but you're kind of playing God a little bit and creating the atmosphere for the plant to grow in optimum condition.
Yeah, as you say,
that's the perfect atmosphere.
Really. Sure. Yeah. Wow. So this is when I had a pleasure meeting Jim last week at a convention, and you were monitoring your entire operation from your cell phone while we were up there. That amazed me. I mean, that's the sophistication of what's going on in this industry.
Yeah, it's very high tech, very much so. I mean, like we were when I was showing and describing to you, I can't have something out of balance because it screws everything up. And with these plants, we'll talk about this real quick. We have a mom plant; it's an older, taller, more mature plant, and you take clippings off it. And if we all remember back when mom gave you a clipping, you put it in a glass of water on the windowsill, and it grew roots. We're essentially doing that to our plants. That way we know exactly what that plant will produce. It's the exact same thing. It's called a clone.
Okay.
And when we make our clones, it takes about 10 days to grow roots. Then we plant them into the media, which in our case is just ground up coconut shells called cocoa. And then it goes in what we call the veg state for about 3 to 4 weeks. The plant kind of builds a root mass. It starts to grow to about 18 to 24 inches tall. And it kind of becomes a mature plant, if you will. Then from there, we move it into the flowering room, and it gets a lot more intensity as far as light, nutrients, trimming. And it sits there for about 56 days to 60 days, depending on the strain. And that's when you would harvest it. Then we put it in the drying room and dry the flower and then, you know, package it. So all in all, it's about 100 to 110 days from the time you take the clone to the time you have finished product.
Wow.
So to have something go wrong in that room on the 80th day because you weren't paying attention, you lose big. So that's why, you know, in our case, we invested in the technology to monitor that for us. If something's out of whack, as you saw, I get emails, other team members get an email and a text just to kind of hey, the temperature's too high, the RH is too high. The feeding didn't kick in like it should have for some reason. So we try to stay on top of it best we can.
Wow, Jim, this is science. You're creating the perfect environment for the plant to flourish, it sounds like. So if I did the math following you, from the time you take that clipping till the time you're at the product hits the market, it's about 12 weeks, but it's about 10 if you're to harvest it. And contrast that with the people that grow outside, they get one harvest a season, if I understand it. I mean, it goes in the spring. Doesn't it harvest like sometime late September, early October, or something like that?
Yep, you're correct. And that's so outdoor people get one time, you know. And the challenge with outdoor grow versus indoor is I can control my environment. In other words, you know, yeast and mold and dirt in the air and bugs and too much humidity, too much rain. You know, I'm really trying to make it perfect on paper, you know, the science side of it.
Wow. Yeah, and so the way your system's set up is you're harvesting every week. I mean, these or every couple of weeks, they follow each other, right? I mean, you're continually starting this, so your productivity in this grow is much better than anything that outdoors could ever do.
Yeah, for us, we spread the loads, right? So, you know, like poor farmers that we know, they have to harvest, you know, all their acres at one time or within a very short window.
Right.
Same goes with planting. What we've been able to do is we stagger it. So we harvest every 10 days approximately. So that allows our team, you know, one, for staffing needs, I can be much more consistent and flat,
right?
Because it's a rotation. So, yeah, we're harvesting today, but tomorrow we're clipping new clones, and then the next day we're transplanting, and then the next day we're trimming something, and next day we're packaging again. So it's kind of this constant, I call it the musical chairs of tasks that we do. And our staff is good with it because they get to do something different often too. They're not just doing one thing every day over and over and over.
Right.
So it's a good environment.
So tell me about this. I'm holding, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and this is Jim Connor from MJ Verdant is his brand name of cannabis product. And it's distributed through to several dispensaries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
several
I'm looking at, I've got a couple of your pre-rolls here in my hand, and they're in the tube, and there's some information on these, but I'm curious about the names. One of them's called Peanut Butter Breath, and the other one's called Rabbit Hole. And I'm curious as to what, how those names came about, and do they mean anything, or is it just a brand?
No, it does mean stuff. So I always, you know, most people can relate to the craft beer industry better than cannabis, and think of all the crazy names we see in craft beer, right? But they typically do kind of fall back to what it is you're going to, you know, be consuming. So the peanut butter breath does tend to have a peanut butter smell and taste to it when you smoke it. It's very subtle. It's not like you're eating a peanut butter sandwich or something like that, or you're standing next to Koozie's Nut House when they're roasting. It's not to that degree, but it does have that sense to it. There's several other, a lot of them are, you know, if that's the strain, it sticks with the strain too. There's some cross breeding of different strains to get a new strain. Sometimes, you know, you'll see I think that one you have is either Peanut Butter Breath or Peanut Butter Breath BX. BX means it was back crossed with itself to promote more of a peanut butter.
That's what this
flavor.
One is, a BX3, it says.
Yeah. So it was back crossed three times is what that means. Rabbit Hole, that's just a made up name. That particular one tends to have more of a gassy smell to it.
Yeah.
And a lot of consumers in the cannabis space, they love that.
Well, that'd be good for Randy. That'd be good for Randy. He's got a little gassy smell to him.
Well, yeah, but here's what I'm telling you. That's my radio partner, Bob. He's taken us down rabbit holes many, many times on this show.
Now you know why.
Right, yeah. So, but
what you didn't know is... I will caution you with that rabbit hole. Be careful with that.
Yeah, right.
What you didn't know is Jim and I have been friends for years.
Right, yeah.
Well, hey, Jim, thanks so much for joining us. It's just a pleasure to meet you, and I hope to be able to meet you someday.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks.
All right, Jim, give us your brand again and where people can find it, maybe.
You know, it'd be tough. So the brand name is MJ Verdant. We're right out of Muskegon, so local to the west side. We are in, I don't know, 50 or 60 different dispensaries, and they come and go. So you're going to need to just go to your local dispensary, ask for us.
All right.
If they don't have us, they can get us. Otherwise, check our website out, mjverdant.com. We list a lot of our dispensaries that we're in. There's just too many to go down the list.
I got it. You got it. All right, Jim. Thanks for your time, brother, and have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure. All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week to The Grilling Guys. Those of you that are out there in Jethro Land, thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk with you next week. See ya!